Vice President.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
This is quite confidential, but I want you to know it, and I want to get your advice on who else we ought to talk to.
Okay.
This morning, 3 o'clock, our Air Force planes went into this battery that had knocked down our two planes, that this anti-aircraft battery of 37-millimeter Russian guns. Attempt to destroy it. They had about a 50% success. Shot at it with rockets and bombs in Laos, and returned to their base. We got them back about a little after 3 o'clock. I wasn't in a position much to talk there in that meeting because all the employees and everybody else this morning, and you were rushing to get back up there. But they returned to their base, and I'd say it's only a partial success. Now the Joint Chiefs and Secretary of State, Averell Harriman, and Alexis Johnson, and the head of the Vietnam Laos Task Force, and Bill Bundy, McNamara, felt like, in light of their knocking down two of our planes, we couldn't do it the day before because we were searching this pilot that we picked up yesterday, but that if we didn't, that this was a test of us, and they'd just start moving again and confront us with a fait accompli before we could do much about it, and this we had to give this signal to Hanoi. Now we've done it. We don't plan to do it anymore. We plan to try to take pictures, and we are trying to work out with Savannah what he wants and hope that we can hold things as they are and try to have this Polish conference. I have submitted all the things that you've suggested to me, and I've got Stevenson down here and got him to suggest all the things. They don't have very much of a plan. We can't go in there with the ground troops. The air forces don't get the job done and can't get it done. We are trying every way we know how to appeal to Hanoi and to Peiping. We have told De Gaulle that we are very anxious to follow any conference route that we can, that we are very anxious to follow any planned neutralization we can. He agrees with us that that would be desirable. That's what he suggested all along, but we've got to keep our strength there and show that we will react in order to have them where they'll talk to us at all. Otherwise, they just think they don't need to. We have very confidentially talked to the Canadians on this ICC and asked them to go to Hanoi and say to Hanoi that we're willing to pull out of there and get out of there and stay out of there if they'll just quit overrunning South Vietnam. and that we may actually be able to work with them and help them better their lot. But we don't want anything over there. We've got no interest there. We've got no objective there. We don't want to dominate anybody. If they'll just quit advancing, why, then we can get out. Mm-hmm. We don't know how much that goes, but that's about the situation. Now, we talked to Hickenlooper and all the Republicans. Mm-hmm. Hickenlooper felt like we had to respond, and this was a week or so ago.
Yep.
I told you about it at the time, that he and none of them objected, that he thought that we had to go in and show some strength. If it didn't, they'd run us out, and that would be a catastrophe.
Yep.
Now, I haven't agreed to that yet because I can't see any very firm plans, and I don't want to get in a land war in Asia.
Yes, sir.
So I have held it back for 3 or 4 weeks, and now I don't know who I ought to discuss what we're doing with up there. My guess would be Russell and Hickenlooper and Saldenstall from Armed Services and Foreign Relations, you and Humphrey, the leadership, and Dirksen, and probably Fulbright and the ranking Republican, who is that?
Aiken. Yep.
And keep them up to date.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any suggestions on who we ought to talk to? I thought I'd send Rusk and McNamara. McNamara to talk to Russell and them, and Rusk to talk to the others.
I think the best thing to do would be if you talk to them all together.
It always gets out.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice these personal conferences with Rusk and McNamara, they don't attach that much importance to them, and we don't want to blow it up.
I see.
Because we sure don't want to give any indications that we're getting involved in a war. I've been playing it down, if you'll notice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think...
If you notice, after the Honolulu meeting, I've tried to draw away from this thing that we're invading the North.
And you did it very successfully. But I think, Mr. President, either there is a leak, it would be better if you don't.